produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It's great to be back with you once again. You know, we've all heard the saying that a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, let me suggest that family pictures are also worth a thousand memories. Recently, we were blessed to have our entire family together for the first time in 4 years. Just like 4 years ago, we took advantage of the opportunity to gather everyone together and have family pictures made. During the past 4 years, I've had the opportunity on a number of occasions to show those earlier pictures with friends and associates. While it has been enjoyable for me to do so, I have also found that in many instances, the sharing has broken the ice, so to speak, with others, especially as they share pictures of their families and we discuss family details. So on our program today, we're going to discuss the importance of family portraits and family pictures and how they provide us with a renewal of precious memories of our families. Pictures help to document significant milestones and events in one's life, starting with your baby and toddler pictures, school and athletic pictures, baptismal pictures, pictures at a temple, mission pictures, wedding pictures, pictures of your children and grandchildren from birth and beyond. Consider this. If a person's house catches fire, what are the things people will risk their lives to save? Aside from the obvious answers of people and pets, the most coveted item to be saved from the house burning down are family portraits and photo albums. Family photo albums and family portraits on the wall are some of the most important objects to us, and yet lots of us take them for granted. We often don't realize the importance of family photographs until it is too late. A lot of us go looking for family photos when we lose a person close to us, and it's only natural we look to our family photographs to help us remember. These photographs are the ones that will put smiles on our faces and help us cope with the challenge person no longer being nearby. Going through these photos and memories can be upsetting and comforting. Upsetting because sometimes we can't find enough, if any, good photos. Many of us have an abundance of pictures stored on our mobile phones, but never get around to having actual prints made. Your family members probably will rarely see those photos, and the risk we run is that those pictures may be lost if the phone is lost or damaged. Why should I present to you such a personal message? Because I would like for you to stop and think about the importance of family photos and family history, and how we can share memories from one generation to the next. Something happens to us when we see pictures of our families. We well up with pride and want to show people. We travel back in time and can see and feel details long forgotten. We're reminded of what matters and how time moves so quickly, and to treasure the moments we have today. Photos, memories, and stories are part of our legacy. We hold them close. We pass them down. It's a gift to be able to share a visual of moments, details, people, places, and things to those we love so that they, too, can feel even a glimmer of joy we feel when we reflect on those times. Family photos connect us to those who came before. By letting your kids see your photos from the past and the present, they become connected to their own story. They know the family members and associates who came before them and helped shape the world and person they see today. Because as time moves on, it is the memories of loved ones we will cherish documenting the most. Family photos can manifest emotions that words cannot. So I urge you, print your family photos and display them in your home. They will document your memories as your children grow and change. Include your extended family, too. After all, it's a great excuse to get the family together. An individual who experienced the loss of a friend with young children shared the following. Quote, "How did that change my passion for documenting my life?" you ask. Let me tell you, my kids gave me a new purpose in life. I had a new role as a mother of innocent kids growing up in a not-so-innocent world. It is my job to make sure that they know who they are. They need to know that they are wanted. They need to know that they are important and that they have a team of people who love them and care about them and the choices that they decide to make. Taking pictures may seem like a silly way to make that happen, but there are a few things that happen when you take a picture. She suggested the following counsel. Pictures connect us to those who came before. By letting your kids see your photos from the past and the ones you take today, they become connected to their own story. They know the family members and ancestors who came before them and helped shape the world and person they see today. Identity is a huge player in self-confidence. Memories are powerful. Memories tie us to people, places, and emotions. Preserving these memories for the days when we may not remember, can't remember, or might just need to be reminded can be a beacon of hope for the future. To find sweetness in the trials, life is not without hard times. But I know that looking at pictures always helps me remember that there is goodness, even in the mundane tasks of everyday life. I want my kids to see that too. Pictures can manifest emotions that words cannot. My kids were there on the day they were born, but they won't remember those first sweet moments. I want them to see how loved they are. From the moment I knew they were coming into my life changed, and I wanted them to know that I celebrated and loved each and every step along the way with them, from their first steps to the 500th spilled glass of milk. We are in this together. Photographs can do all those things. They can express what I might not be able to and can build a sort of defense for my child's individuality. But that defense cannot be built by photos hiding away on your computer. You have to get them into your kids' hands. Let them look and talk to them about them. There are so many ways you can do this. Some of the ways I make this happen are framed photos, scrapbooks, and photo books. Here are three reasons family portrait photography is important. Number one, document growth. All too often we forget about our past because we are so busy building our futures. Our children grow up too fast. In the blink of an eye, they are packing their bags and going off to college. Gone overnight are the days of the little pitter-patters of feet walking toward the bedroom door to wake us up at 6 in the morning. When children are younger, having a portrait of the family done each year is a great way to document the progress each of them is making as they grow. As children grow up, they find their own lives and move away. The days when family all stayed within a few miles of each other are long gone. Take advantage of the time you have together while you have it by having family pictures taken. It's a sweet reminder of life together. Number two, life happens. We may not want to admit it, but the makeup of the family can also change without warning, and loved ones may pass on. There's no reason to squander the opportunity to capture life together now. You never know when that last chance for a family photo will come. Let me interject a personal experience here. A few years ago, I had a friend who I'd known since my high school days. traveled up to our home in Memphis to spend the night with us as he was meeting up with his son-in-law and his little granddaughter the next morning at the Memphis Zoo. They were traveling over from a town in Arkansas, and the granddaughter didn't know that grandpa was going to be there. So this was going to be a great surprise for her and a fun day for my friend. As I took him to the zoo here in Memphis, I dropped him off, and a kind attendant there, a zoo employee, had a golf cart and was able to give him a ride closer to the entrance to the zoo. And as my friend was about to climb into the golf cart, I said, "Hey, hang on a second. Let me grab a picture here." So I took a picture of him as he was stepping onto the golf cart, waving at me. As it turned out, tragically, within a few moments of entering into the zoo, he fell down with a massive heart attack and died on the spot. As I was able to share that picture with his son, his daughter, and their families, his wife, you could tell that they were deeply appreciative of being able to have that last picture of their loved one. In fact, some weeks later, when we attended the memorial service at his home church in Florida, on an easel stood this picture that I had taken, enlarged to a sizable size, prominently displayed at the entrance there in the foyer of the church, where people could see other pictures of my friend and his family. I knew then that it was important to never pass up an opportunity to get that one last picture, because we never know. Okay, number three, reliving memories. Pictures in general bring us back in time. Family pictures or portraits have that same power. They bring us back in time. They're a great way to reminisce. They are also a part of our legacy. In years to come, grandchildren and great-grandchildren may someday ask to see pictures of the family, and wouldn't it just be sad if there were few or none to share? Having the pictures brings the family together again as they look back on their lives. Don't let life pass and look back wondering why you didn't take the time to have family pictures taken. Don't make excuses or put it off any longer. You can't go back in time for a redo, so avoid setting yourself up for an I wish solution. If you've been thinking about having a family portrait taken, do it. Do it for your children. Your children won't notice the roots, a few extra pounds, a smile line, or even a fading tan. But be assured they will be disappointed when they are older and there are no family photos to share with their children. As I thought about this topic, I'm reminded of the great joy I've experienced in going back and looking at the pictures that my parents had accumulated. Pictures of them, of me as a small child growing up, but also pictures taken of grandparents and great-grandparents and other ancestors, and the stories that go with those pictures. Events in our lives that are documented through pictures give us a wonderful way to remember those events and give us the opportunity to, if you will, as mentioned earlier, reminisce with our family so that they know that there is a traditions and that there are events in our lives that have made a difference for us. This will be a short program today because we are going to have a visit with some family. So I'd like to end with the same statement that I began with. You've heard it said that a picture is worth a thousand words. May I suggest that family pictures are also worth a thousand memories? I testify to you of the importance of doing this and sharing this, and do so in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313, toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.